让。
Do you have authorization to address him like that?
Oh, yes, sir.
A circus ape, huh?
And the only one ever to have been trained as a bareback rider in the entire history of the circus.
No, no, no.
Circuses are past history.
Not while I live and breathe.
All right, Senor Armando.
Go ahead.
Thank you. Come, come. Come, come.
Did I do all right?
Yes, yes, yes. Hmm?
But try to walk a little more like a primitive chimpanzee.
Hmm?
Your arms should move up and down from the shoulder, like so.
Hmm.
Yes, that's better.
Hmm?
After 20 years, you've picked up evolved habits from me. That could be dangerous. Even fatal.
Armando, I don't understand.
Now listen to me, Caesar. There can be only one talking chimpanzee on Earth. The child of the two talking apes, Cornelius and Zira, who came to us years ago out of the future and were brutally murdered for fear that one very distant day, apes might dominate the human race.
Yeah, but outside of you, nobody even knows I exist.
And we must keep it that way, for the fear remains. The mere fact of your existence will be regarded as a great threat to mankind.
Shh.
Come. Come.
You said humans treated apes like pets.
They did, in the beginning.
They've made slaves of them.
Shh. They all died within a few months, 8 years ago. Every dog and cat in the world. It was like a plague. The disease that killed them was a mysterious virus brought back from outer space by one of the astronauts.
Didn't the disease affect humans?
No, no, we were immune. And so it was discovered were simians, even the smallest ones. That's how it began. Humans wanting little household pets to replace the ones they had lost. Then when people realized how quick they were to learn, how easy to train, the pets became larger and larger
Until now,
It's monstrous.
Now you understand why I kept you away.
Yes, Lisa. A young queen falls for Mrs. Riley. No! Lisa. Yes?
Could you possibly be so kind as to display it in your window, please?
When I have the time.
Thank you.
Demonstration on the South Plaza will be terminated in 10 minutes. Repeat. The labor demonstration on the South Plaza will be terminated in 10 minutes.
Thank you, Frank. Funny, now that I know they won't kill me, I don't enjoy them.
Well, for heaven's sakes, the circus!
Yes?
Oh, I was wondering, would you be kind enough to display a couple of these posters?
Stop it! No, Zelda, no! Home, Zelda. I'm so sorry, Mrs. Riley. I'll have someone to comb you out in just a minute.
I want to be combed out now. I have to go to a luncheon.
Thursday, then.
Thursday.
Oh, I forgot the waiter and all how to raise.
Oh, here, take mine.
Thank you.
Oh, Harry, why steer him into something like that? The big mud is in synthetic alloy.
You're over-tipping.
You're selling to the government.
Yeah, but it'll come back.
No. And I told them to condition him to fire.
Attention. The labor demonstration on the South Plaza will be terminated in 5 minutes. Repeat. The labor demonstration on the South Plaza will be terminated in 5 minutes. Failure to comply with this order can result in a 1-year suspension of your right to bargain collectively.
What's his job?
Forget it. He's a messenger.
For the governor, so get it.
Hey, you got to watch out.
Yes, sir, Mr. McDonald. We were just saw what you were doing. Now sedate the animal and get him out of here.
Who the hell's that?
Take it easy. That's McDonald, the governor's number one assistant.
What's the matter with him? He loved apes or something?
Don't it figure?
Hold up, Bill.
Lousy human bastard!
Who said that?
I did.
He's a performing ape for my circus.
A talking ape?
No, that's impossible. It was I who spoke.
It didn't sound to me like your voice. Yell lousy human bastard.
That's not what I said.
But that's what I heard. Now look, mister, you yell lousy human bastards.
Lousy human bastards.
We said yell. Lousy human bastards.
Yeah, could be.
I don't think so.
It's right. The eight spoke.
That's right. Yeah.
No, you're mistaken. I admit my behavior was inexcusable, and I am deeply sorry, but...
I think we better take him over to headquarters for interrogation.
Oh, Vando, forgive me.
Oh, no, no. You only said aloud what I was thinking.
I'm sorry. I was so angry.
I might have bluffed it through if you hadn't run away. Now they suspect you of understanding all that was said.
Armando, let's go back to the circus.
No, no, no.
Oh, no, please.
No, that's the first place they look. Here's what we'll do. I'll go to the police.
Oh, no, no, no.
It's the only way. I'll say that, that I couldn't find you. That, you've run away before. That big cities frighten you.
Oh, but Amanda, where would I go?
Oh, you wait right here. If this works, I'll be back by nightfall.
But what if it doesn't? Oh, they don't let you go.
They will. They will. But just in case, if I am not back by then, now these steps go down to a tunnel that leads to the harbor. Cargos of apes are frequently unloaded at night. Now you must try to infiltrate one of them.
But Armando, I don't...
Apes imported from overseas arrive naked, so you'll have to get rid of these clothes.
I don't want to.
Now we must have an alternate plan, don't you see? Right now, the only safe hiding place for you... It's among your own kind. I shouldn't be long.
Why would you say human? Human, that's a very odd thing for another human being to say.
I didn't say human, Mr. Governor. I said inhuman. Lousy, inhuman bastards. And by the blessed St. Francis who loved all animals, I meant it. You see, I run a circus.
We know that. From 20 years back.
From the year, Senor Nando, when the two talking apes arrived on Earth and conceived a baby whose survival could have threatened the future of the entire human race.
Mr. Governor... It's my understanding the baby was shot dead with its parents.
Oh, so it was believed, Mr. McDonald. However, ever since this morning, I'm beginning to wonder if they shot the right baby.
The apes could have switched their baby with one stolen from a zoo. Or perhaps a circus.
But surely, Mr. Governor, you can't be serious.
Hoskins, the cassette, please. This is a recording of the recommendations made to the then President of the United States... by the chairman of the presidential committee.
And we believe that the male and female talking apes, Cornelius and Zira, have come to us out of the future. We believe their spoken testimony that some 2,000 years hence, their descendants will have all but exterminated the human race from the face of the earth. And we know that the female ape is now pregnant with child. The commission therefore recommends... that the birth of the female ape's unborn child should be prevented, and that both the male and the female should be rendered incapable of begetting another.
But, Mr. Governor, every zoo, public and private, was searched by the police, and every circus, including my own.
Where a small chimpanzee was found.
The only chimpanzee ever to be born in a circus, and legally certified to have been born a month
Before the talking apes arrived on Earth.
Where is he now?
Oh, I wish I knew. I told you, I've searched everywhere.
Senor Armando, let me remind you of the seriousness of our problem.
Now, your circus travels mainly in the provinces, does it not?
Yes, sir.
Then undoubtedly you are unaware of the rising tide of disobedience, of outright defiance among the servant apes in our cities.
Mr. Governor, on investigation, many of the reported offenses have been proved minor.
That ape who was killed while trying to escape from the city last night, would you call his offense minor, Mr. McDonald?
No, sir, I would not.
He physically assaulted his own master.
But only after what must have been severe provocation. The ape's entire body was covered with a series of welts and bruises inflicted by a beating.
Which he no doubt richly deserved. How many more of them out there are just like that ape? All burning with resentment. All waiting for an ape with enough intelligence, with enough will to lead them. Waiting for an ape who can think, who can talk. Signor Mando, has your ape ever talked or shown any signs of being articulate in your presence?
Never in my presence, or anyone else's. You can question my circus hands.
We intend to. And meanwhile, you will remain in custody.
For Indonesia, ex Borneo.
Now arriving at gate number 2.
Shipment 509A for Africa, ex French Cameroons. Now arriving at number 4 gate.
After fingerprinting, shipment 507I for Indonesia, ex Borneo, will proceed direct to conditioning cage 90. After fingerprinting, shipment 507I for Indonesia, ex Borneo, will proceed direct to conditioning cage 90.
Immigration personnel are reminded that from tonight until further notice, police have requested one additional copy of all chimpanzee fingerprints for their files. Repeat, immigration personnel are reminded that from tonight until further notice, police have requested one additional copy of all chimpanzee fingerprints for their files.
Do.
They're a bit uppity. I haven't fed them yet. Come on. Switch off. Switch on.
Have you seen this ape before?
Isn't it Cornelius?
I thought you didn't know him.
But you told me yourself that the talking ape that was murdered.
Executed?
Executed.
Would you say there's a resemblance?
Oh, no.
Look very carefully. Like father, like son, eh?
No. No!
You'd do well to cooperate with us.
Could I please have a glass of water?
Attention training control. Four females have arrived for insemination. Three gorillas and one chimpanzee. Please select four superior males, three gorillas, one chimpanzee, and send them to the breeding annex immediately.
Thank you. 254, process rock.
Yes, ma'am. For immediate sale, one male gorilla age, seven fully conditioned bed maker grade A. Yes, yes, you will be credited after auction.
Party, huh? Now I understand how you got all those big contracts.
He's good for this country. Good for all of us.
You really think he's going to make it, don't you?
I don't know of anyone who could stop him.
Bring up Lot 8. Lot 8. One male chimpanzee. In early prime and perfect physical condition. Take a good look at this specimen, ladies and gentlemen. This has to be the buy of the afternoon. Early prime. Perfect physical condition. Under observation, he appeared so familiar, obedient, docile, and intelligent with humans that conditioning was not considered necessary. But it certainly can be provided on request. We're going to start the bidding on this specimen at $800. All right, now, ladies and gentlemen, what am I bid on this superb specimen? Bidding starts at $800. What am I bid for this superb specimen? $800.
$850.
$850 over here. Do I hear nine? Have $850 over here. Do I hear nine?
$900.
I hear nine over there. Nine over there. Nine over there.
$950.
$950 over there on the end. $950 on the end.
$1,000.
$1,000 from the gentleman on the end. $1,000 over here.
$1,000. $1,100.
$1,100 over here.
$1,150.
$1,150 in the back row.
$1,200.
$1,200 from this gentleman going to this gentleman. Going.
Buy him.
$1,500.
$1,500 from Mr. McDonald for His Excellency Governor Brett. Going. Going. Gone.
It's very good, Morgan. But simplify the wording in that last paragraph. Where's that IQ breakdown?
Sir, we've just received this rather disappointing report on the new automated sanitation plant.
You have a meeting with the curfew control at 12 o'clock.
Cancel it, Miss Greer.
Yes, sir.
These figures seem inflated. Did you double check them?
Yes, sir.
Then triple check them.
No. Done.
Hold all calls, Miss Greer.
Here's the latest IQ profile on all apes tested within the last 4 weeks. It's risen by 3 2/3 points.
Aha! Show that to Mr. McDonald. He thinks I'm imagining things.
I assembled that data, Morgan. You summarized the wrong part. As a result, their work output has increased about the same percentage, which I thought the governor might regard as good news.
It's all right. More of that later.
No. Watch.
Not quite so bright after all.
No, but then brightness has never been encouraged among slaves.
Oh, don't be so touchy, Mr. McDonald. All of us were slaves once, in one sense of the word or another.
If you feel the ape's unsatisfactory, Mr. Governor, we can send him back for reconditioning. That isn't necessary.
You're quite right, Mr. McDonald, but not for any of your bleeding heart reasons. Reconditioning. That's all any of you ever think of, isn't it?
Mr. Governor.
Don't you realize that we were to take every ape who muffed an assignment or disobeyed an order and sent him back for reconditioning?
Ape management would become impossibly overcrowded.
Sir, all I meant was it's the only thing that seems to have any effect.
Just makes them worse.
Some of them couldn't be worse. I've been having a comprehensive list compiled.
Mr. Governor?
Yes, what is it you want?
It's time for your meeting with the Defense Council.
Tell them I'll be along in a moment.
Defense Council?
Yes, I'll tell you all about it later.
Has this anything to do with the list you just mentioned?
You'll be given full details, Mr. McDonald. Meanwhile, we're going to set a good example and recondition this little fellow ourselves. Hey, we haven't named him yet, have we?
No, Mr. Gregg.
Well, I'm going to have to revive a charming tradition established in her lifetime by my dear wife and let you name yourself. Caesar. A king.
Yes? They're waiting for you in the council chamber.
I don't think we'll ever make a bartender out of Caesar. Have him detailed to the command post.
No.
Attention. There is a report of unescorted apes in the plaza. Investigate.
No, no. When you're deciphering, the internal indicator is the second code. It hasn't been declassified yet.
Can I help you, Mr. McDonald?
This ain't been assigned to the command post.
What's his name, sir?
Caesar. Start him off in the files. Low priority threat.
Yes, sir.
First, check the priority. Then the action addressing.
Do.
Laser!
Signor Armando.
Guard, from the guard.
This way, signor, this way.
Sit down. We have good news for you.
Good news?
Yes, you're to be released. Inspector Hoskins and I have come to believe that your ape is not the child of the two talking chimpanzees.
You found him?
Not yet, but he'll turn up sooner or later. I'm sorry for the inconvenience we had to cause you, and I hope you'll forgive us, but it was unavoidable.
Oh, yes. Then I'm free to go.
Oh, as soon as you sign this sworn declaration.
What does it say?
Only what you've been telling us all along. That the circus ape is incapable of human speech, and to the best of your knowledge, he's never uttered a word.
Certainly.
Excellent. And now we'll check this with the authenticator, then you'll be free to go.
The authenticator.
Oh, it's just a formality. Sit back down, please. It'll just take a moment.
Authenticator do?
Makes people tell the truth. It's quite painless. For example, you said the first time you heard the name Cornelius was in this office. Was that true? Now there. You see? But that's not really a bad black mark against you. You most probably heard it somewhere else before. Now, about your statement, sworn statement, that the circus ape is incapable of speech.
No, I won't submit to this.
You will, Senor Armando.
I have done nothing wrong. You are treating me like a criminal.
Sit back, please.
No. No, no.
Guard!
No. No. Hell no!
I knew that circus owner was lying.
But they insist he fell to his death accidentally.
While trying to escape, he knew he'd been exposed.
Mrs. Van Chow. Add 1 gallon of cup. No.
2 gallons of kerosene.
Mr. Governor, the latest date
disobedience figures.
There's been a marked increase in property damage. Couldn't all be carelessness, Mr. McDonald.
Arrange for full distribution of the Achilles list immediately. Copies to each police precinct, including the perimeter ones. Details are to be left to the individual commanders. But I want every ape on that list rounded up and delivered to the reconditioning center by 0600 tomorrow morning.
I'm sorry, sir. The conditioning...
I'm sorry, 309. The cages are full. No, we cannot accommodate any new intakes until the after Tuesday's auction. I repeat that. After Tuesday's auction.
Select one repaired Colt 45. And 100 rounds and ammunition.
The Achilles list, Mr. McDonald, referring to our Achilles heel, contains the name of every ape who over the past year has been guilty of an overt act of disobedience.
The charge against them is nonsense.
It will do for my purposes. They constitute the hard core of our problem, and I'm going to crush them once and for all.
You will not crush them, sir. You will only further aggravate the problem. This action is folly, and I wish to protest it in the strongest possible terms.
Very well, Mr. McDonald. Your protest has been duly noted. From now on, you have but one assignment, to find that talking ape.
What is this? A red alert?
Sort of. Ape management computers come up with a rather intriguing error. Shipment 507I for Indonesia comprised three orangutans and one chimpanzee.
So?
There are no chimpanzees in Borneo.
Yes, sir. One moment, please. State Security Chief Inspector Tobin, line 3.
Yes, Inspector.
No, ma'am, we are not...
Give me the Indonesia file for last month.
Yes, ma'am. I've noted he can arrange...
That's 507X, Borneo. Right, Inspector, let me check. 507X, Borneo. Yes, sir, that chimpanzee was sold to Governor Breck.
Good God, just as I first thought. We've had him under our noses all the time.
Just one thing, sir. I'm willing to have the ape executed immediately on your verbal orders alone.
You'll have it in writing, Cole.
Thank you, sir.
Get me Mr. McDonald at the command post.
However, suppose he can speak, but won't.
I don't understand.
Now, what the chief inspector means, sir, is that there'd still be a doubt. If the chimpanzee keeps his mouth shut, the case stays open. We'd like to close the file.
You shall. I promise you.
Reconditioning applications have to be made out in triplicate.
There's been a disturbance in the North Plaza. What kind of disturbance?
McDonald speaking. Yes, sir? You want me to turn Caesar over to Inspector Colt? Am I to understand he's on your Achilles list?
Mr. McDonald, do not question an order.
No, sir, I'm not questioning the orders. It's just that... Well, I sent him out on an errand. He should be back momentarily. Yes, sir. I'll do just as you say.
This goes to traffic control.
Take it easy. They can't read.
Not yet, they can't. Do.
Mr. McDonald. Are you near a phone?
Mr. McDonald, it is imperative that you get to a phone.
Come in, Mr. McDonald. Do you hear me?
Yes, Mr. Governor.
Cope is on his way down with the police. Is Caesar back yet?
Not yet, sir. I'll keep a lookout.
Notify me the moment he's handed over to them.
Yes, sir. I wish there was some way we could communicate so you'd understand that I...
I understand, Mr. MacDonald. Yes, I'm the one they're looking for.
I never believed it. I thought you were a miss.
Well, I'm not. But I will tell you something that is. The belief that human beings are kind.
No, Caesar. There are some.
Oh, a handful, perhaps, but not most of them. No, they won't learn to be kind until we force them to. We can't do that until we are free.
How do you propose to gain this freedom?
By the only means left to us. Revolution.
It's doomed to failure.
Perhaps. This time.
And the next.
Maybe.
But you'll keep trying.
You, above everyone else, should understand. We cannot be free until we have power. How else can we achieve it?
I have an order from the governor to have the ape Caesar taken into custody.
I know. I've been looking for him.
He's not in the command post?
No.
Issue an order to round up all unaccompanied apes.
I still don't see why he made a run for it.
It's really quite simple, Mr. MacDonald. The ape has intelligence.
His friend Armando was dead. He assumed the man first betrayed him under torture.
But we don't do that to humans. Now.
Talk! pity.
Incredible. Well, there's your proof.
We're convinced, Mr. Governor.
It's fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. Have him say something else.
You heard the governor. Answer.
We could persuade him.
No. He's not responsible for what he is. Still seeing him there, it's like looking at some deadly bacillus and knowing you've got it bottled up at last.
Is that all, sir?
Not quite. I have an authorization here from the governor to have this beast destroyed.
I'll notify the vet to inject him.
He is wired for electrocution, isn't he?
Oh, yes.
Well, then electrocute him. No.
He's dead.
Good.
Very good work, Inspector.
What happened to your Mr. McDonald?
Oh, I'm afraid his sensibility. Ah, there you are.
Is it over?
Yes, it's over. Shall we go back to work?
keepers and handlers, attention. Attention.
All keepers and handlers. There's $50,000 worth of apes in jeopardy.
Get them out of here. Alive.
Situation. Assemble as large a force as you can and follow them. Order full mobilization of all security forces, police, militia, and reserve defense units. See that every entrance into the city is cordoned off immediately.
Yes, sir.
Are control methods to include the use of tear gas as sedation darts?
There will be but one control method.
Shoot to kill.
And a small mixed group of apes scheduled for intensive reconditioning have escaped from their quarters at Deep Management. Until they've been rounded up by the police, all citizens are requested to remain indoors. A further announcement will be made as soon as recapture is effected. And I guess here it is. Ape management is in the hands of the apes. Many officials are either dead or held hostage. And the main band of rioting apes are at this very moment marching on the city. It's been established that the ape mob is under the command of a supernormally intelligent chimpanzee who has acquired the power of speech.
That idiot!
This chimpanzee.
Get out a retraction immediately. Announce that the talking ape has been apprehended and put to death.
The child of the two talking chimpanzees, Cornelius and Zira, who came to us from outer space 20 years ago. As such, he constitutes a threat to the future of the whole human race. Governor Breck has just issued this order to all civilians. Go to your homes, stay in your home, and lock your doors. Above all, do not panic. Repeat, go to your homes, stay in your homes, and lock your doors. The situation can be kept under control provided our defense forces are given complete freedom of movement.
Go home!
Ready. Hey. Fire.
Units are approaching the plaza.
Order units 4 and 6 into action immediately.
Riot control.
Good God, they're armed!
And organized.
No! Home!
Well, don't plead with them, you idiot!
Ready?
No! Home! Home!
Aim!
Fire!
like wild animals, they're smelling blood.
Belong to a planet of apes! No! No, go. Go!
Your servant.
Your creature. Your animal.
I saw you die.
The king is dead. Long live the king! Tell me, Breck, before you die, how do we differ from the dogs and cats you and your kind used to love? Why did you turn us from pets into slaves?
Because your kind were once our ancestors. Man was born of the ape. And is still an ape curled up inside of every man. The beast that must be whipped into submission. The savage has to be shackled in chains. You are that beast, Caesar. You taint us. You poison our guts. When we hate you, we're hitting the dark side of ourselves.
Hold!
Take him.
Prolonged violence. By what right are you spilling blood?
By the slave's right to punish his persecutors.
Caesar, I, a descendant of slaves, am asking you to show humanity.
But I was not born human.
I know. The child of the evolved apes.
Whose children shall rule the earth.
For better or for worse.
Do you think it could be worse?
Do you think this riot will win freedom for all your kind? By tomorrow...
By tomorrow it will be too late. What a tiny, mindless insect like the Emperor Moth can communicate with another over a distance of 80 miles.
An Emperor Ape might do slightly better.
Slightly? What you have seen here today... Apes on the five continents will be imitating tomorrow.
With knives against guns... With kerosene cans against flamethrowers!
Where there is fire, there is smoke. And In that smoke, from this day forward, my people will crouch and conspire and plot and plan for the inevitable day of man's downfall, the day when he finally and self-destructively turns his weapons against his own kind, the day of the writing in the sky, when your cities lie buried under radioactive rubble, when the sea is a dead sea and the land is a wasteland, out of which I will lead my people from their captivity, and we shall build our own cities in which there will be no place for humans except to serve our ends. And we shall found our own armies, our own religion, our own dynasty. And that day is upon you now!
But now we will put away our hatred. Now we will put down our weapons. We have passed through the night of the fires. And those who were our masters are now our servants. And we, who are not human, can afford to be humane. Destiny is the will of God. And if it is man's destiny to be dominated, it is God's will that he be dominated with compassion and understanding. So, cast out your vengeance. Tonight, we have seen the birth of the planet of the apes.